This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, March 31st. God's word to you today is God Assured. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 15, verse 13, and it says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. During my study of the Bible on the things that give us confidence in God, I came across over 20 things. However, we will examine four of them. The first thing that gives confidence in God is the fact that God offers to forgive everything I have done. That puts a spring in my step and gives great confidence. Romans 8 verse 1 says, there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ. Some of the greatest confidence destroyers are guilt and shame. So, the first thing is, I can trust God to forgive my sins. The second thing that gives me confidence in God is, I can trust God to work out the details of my life. Romans 8 verse 28 says, we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God. God causes everything to work together for my good. It is a confidence booster. The third thing is, I know that God will give me strength. It is a confidence booster. Philippians 4 verse 13 says, I'm ready for anything through the strength of the one who lives within me. This is taken from the Phillips translation. Regardless of what is before me, I can do all things through Christ that lives in me. Do you know that one of the major causes of stress in people's lives is not the amount or the weight of work before them. It is the trepidation and the anxiety they feel before they start the task. Someone is told to clean the church auditorium. Just seeing the size of the auditorium alone stresses the person, and not the actual work of cleaning the auditorium. It is just the idea that there is so much to do. However, when I know that there is so much to do, I know that I'm ready for anything through the strength of Christ who lives in me. It is a confidence booster. The fourth confidence booster is, I know that God has a purpose for my life and a future for me in heaven. If you understand this, the confidence it gives you is unbelievable. 1 Peter 1 verses 3 to 4 says, because Jesus was raised from the dead, we have been given a brand new life and have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And the future starts now. This is taken from the Message translation. Whoever says you have nothing to live for or says there is no point to this life is a liar. You have everything to live for, including a future in heaven, and the future starts now. The summary of these confidence boosters is past forgiven, purpose for living, home in heaven, Jesus is alive. It is a huge confidence booster that my past is forgiven, that I have a purpose for living, that I have a home in heaven, and that Jesus is alive. When Jesus gives me a fresh start, I get clarity, I get new confidence about my future, and I get a new connection with God. Regardless of how long you've been walking with God, there is a higher connection you can have with God. Romans 5 verse 11 says, now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God, all because of what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us in making us friends of God. There is always a higher connection with God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for a fresh start, for clarity, for new confidence, and a new connection with God. I make my boast in you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.